I am Matt King, creator of The World of Steam.
This is Dust Bunny, pro cosplayer.
Hi, this is Lady Croft 3, creator of LinkSaveZelda.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Keane, design director of Sandswept Studios, currently working on The Dead Linger, and you're listening to Idiot Gamers Quest Update.
Hello, fellow geeks and gamers, and welcome to yet another episode of Quest Update. I'm Brody.
I'm Corey.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Talon.
Mulrat is not here with us because we're a day late. That tends to happen sometimes, but that's okay. We were supposed to be joined by Rev from the Nerdy Directive podcast, now called Revcast. Actually, Corey and I used to be on his show, and now he's supposed to be on our show, but he's probably probably passed out or something.
Yeah, it happens, and, you know, we got George from from that show, so yeah, he followed us. Yeah. Awesome.
Is George up? Why don't we get him?
I don't know. George lives in Scotland, so George is probably also passed out because it's really late there.
Very late there, but he's not online, so.
Yeah. But yeah, Rev works like long-ass hours, so he's probably passed out, which is cool. But we have quite a bit of news to get to. Not nearly as much as had originally planned because the entire show would just be nothing but friggin' news headlines because we had a lot. But we're going to go ahead and, just what kind of games we've been playing.
I can go first because mine's literally very simple.
Right on.
Starbound, pretty much. Aside from Guild Wars 2 until you left, but it's pretty much all been Starbound.
Yeah, we also did a game of Left 4 Dead 2 with Lady Croft, yeah.
Lady Croft. I couldn't have heard, oh my god, I just destroyed something in my ship on accident. I swung my weapon and it destroyed the platform.
Whoops.
Just the thing is, like, every time we do this show, Trevor's always playing some kind of game.
Because I'm able to multitask.
Yeah, and we talked about that last week. Like, some people are and some people aren't. And I'm totally not able. I'm not one of those people who can just, do multiple things at once. And that's why I suck at RTS games.
Well, trust me, if this was like school where I just had to sit there, do nothing, and talk the whole time, I'd be bored as shit.
No, well, I have to, monitor the recordings and
I think I'm going to keep an eye on the show on Starbound.
Yeah, I'm right about on. To say I'm in the public server that I found for us. It's pretty decent. It's a pretty decent server. Doesn't crash that much. But I've been enjoying the multiplayer aspect since I found a working server.
Yeah, well, the server we tried to go on that one time. It was awful. It kept crashing on us. People were douche nozzles.
Yeah, major douche nozzles. But this server is friendly as hell.
You'll have to provide everybody with the information.
All right. I'm trying to remember it offhand.
If you can remember. If not, we'll just make a Facebook post on it later, or we can put it in the description of the show when I actually go to upload the show. So that'll work too. So check out the description of the show. The server information will be in said show. You can play Starbound with us.
I will. The website is, because it's in my chat box, it's called Tartarus Realms. They have a Minecraft server and a bunch of other servers for other games that require them. www.tartarusrealms.com, and then just find the server information for Starbound.
Right on. Anybody else?
Corey?
Talent? I was going to say, Talon always has some pretty interesting ones.
Yeah, he had some other story of medieval dating simulator.
Okay, well, I've been playing no games at all, except for a few, though. mostly tabletop RPGs, Pathfinder, and not much to say about that. There's been a lot of tension between certain players out of game, so that's why I've kind of been down in the dumps lately, because friendships are being torn apart, more drama, but
yay for drama.
But I won't go into details. It's complicated, to say the least. But in terms of Crusader Kings 2, well, I was playing as the Byzantine Empire. And I like to play them a lot. I don't know why. So I was fighting both the Muslim hordes and in Irish kingdom that was made by the Pope, because the kingdom was holding territory that belonged to me in what is today modern-day Turkey. So fighting the Muslim infidels, yada, yada, yada. And then this Eastern Orthodox equivalent of Joan of Arc shows up. And she says that she has gotten visions from God and that she wants to fight for me. The problem is she's lowborn. She's a dirty commoner. So my nobles were like, you should try her for heresy. And also, she's a commoner. And I was like, no, maybe not. So she commanded one of my armies, and is actually a pretty good fighter. For an 18-year-old commoner, she kicked ass. So right on. The war with the Muslims ended, and I basically just threw a bunch of money at her and a bunch of titles and stuff. And eventually my nobility bitched and whined, and eventually I was like, okay, you guys are going to bitch and whine? I will make her a knight, which made them even more angry. and I gave her her own little fiefdom in Malta. Well, as my character was out traveling in the roads, there's people on the road, and they were armed, and they tried to attack my character, but luckily he was a badass and he managed to slay every single one, but he got a minor wound from a straight arrow, apparently. So he gained the trait wounded. And apparently my spy master reported that there's a plot of nobles wanting to kill me, because this commoner is now a knight. Also, she's probably a heretic, maybe. So I was like, okay. Well, my character died from another plot, but this wasn't from the nobles. This was from a conspiracy of actual Orthodox heretics, like,
right on,
like of the Orthodox faith, but not. They're a renegade faith. And guess who was leading them? Joan of Arc.
Ah,
that's
so
kind of funny.
She was a heretic the whole time. I didn't believe her. Well, I didn't believe my nobles. And she basically was killed by my son, who took power and burned her alive. So Crusader Kings 2.
Yeah, that's always interesting. I have to get my hands on that game eventually, because
even I'm considering it.
Yeah, you always tell the most interesting stories about that game.
It definitely is good if you like Game of Thrones, because the game is not about military conquest. It's if you go in that game and expect to win purely through military force, you will lose, guaranteed.
So Corey's out.
But because it's a game about – not about expanding your territory. It's about the survival of your dynasty. So
– yeah, and you brought up Game of Thrones, and admittedly, I had never actually seen Game of Thrones.
Or read it?
I've never read the books. I've never watched the TV show, and I really should.
You should.
You should. Yeah.
But, Corey, you want to go ahead and do yours?
Well, right now I'm on Starbound, and I did a little bit of Starbound with Trevor and George, and I just got invited to a random party, and I want to leave the party because I don't know these people.
Oh wait, if you're on that,
Trevor's on, and you're.
Yeah,
on
I thought
right
it was
now.
Trevor that was inviting me, because the person's name was Joker, and I was like, oh, maybe he made a new character. There it is, Alan Bo. Let's see what else. I got a buddy from Texas that runs my monster movie fan page with me. He got War Game Air Land Battle, and me and him are going to play later.
Right on.
What else did I do? I broke out the Game Boy midweek, and I played Nintendo. Oh, never mind. Not Nintendo. What the hell am I thinking? My mind reset. Pokemon Red. I went old school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That is pretty cool. Yep. I've been doing a lot. I've been playing A Link Between Worlds on my 3DS a lot.
Right on. I also picked up Red Faction Guerrilla.
Oh, nice.
Red Faction Armageddon.
Yeah. See, between my Xbox and Steam, I have all of them.
Right, same. I have the entire Red Faction series on Steam. Yeah. But, you know, these are for my PS3. And what other one did I get? Oh, Brutal Legend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I had to get that game, and I'm going to pop that in after show because it's, you know, we had the whole discussion about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they better make another one. That's all I'm saying.
Did you accept my invite to the party?
I did, but it did not let me join. There it goes.
Aside from what little of Elder Scrolls Online I played last weekend, I've been playing a lot of Brutal Doom. And also, you know, we talked a lot about Doom and Wolfenstein last weekend. So that actually kind of made me want to go out and buy the 2009 Wolfenstein. So I played a couple hours of that, and I just now got to the part where you get that weird medallion that gives you all the fancy powers, which is awesome. Right now, basically, all I can do is slow down time and go into the Vale to find secret areas or whatever. But, dude, it's a lot of fun. But and like I said, I've also been playing Brutal Doom, which is that Doom like mod or whatever that one of my buddies showed me, and I've been having a lot of fun with that too. I'm recording that for my YouTube channel actually, but aside from that, I really haven't been doing anything else. I mean, a little bit of Guild Wars 2 last weekend, but that's about it. Like, I got here in the Quest Update studio, aka Trevor's house, and I set up and I wrote the show notes, and then we started the show. That was about it. That was all I had time for. But we should get into the news.
Ah, yes. I believe I have the first item.
Yeah. You were talking about this before show, so go ahead. Yep.
Steam has announced family sharing. Basically, and I have the thing pulled up here, it says, family sharing released. Steam's family library sharing is now released for all Steam users. Players who share computers can now also share their available libraries with one another, each earning their own achievements and saving their own game progress to the Steam cloud. It's all enabled by authorizing shared computers and the familiar accounts that log into them.
Right on.
And that was the little blurb, and I didn't get a chance to open up the additional tab, which I'm doing right now.
So
it tells
basically
me the same thing.
So basically, if you have more than one computer that's networked,
that's my understanding of it. Yes, and
you can share your Steam libraries with each other and shit.
That seems to be what it's saying. I have clicked on the, you know, the little read more about. Oh, here we go. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Share your computer. Now share your games too. Yeah, it seems to be a network thing.
Yeah, from what I'm understanding of this, it either sounds like it's a multiple computers that are networked, or like, say, if you have more than one user account on the same computer.
Yep. Because it says My Games 83, and then it has Martin O's Games 173.
Yeah. So it could be either way. We haven't actually tried this out yet, obviously.
No, we haven't.
But George said he was really looking forward to it, so I wonder if he actually got a chance to test that out yet and see what it's all about.
Right on.
We should totally ask him.
We need to.
And have him report on it.
We need to interrogate him about things.
We also need to interrogate him about the Titanfall beta, because he hasn't told us about that yet.
Yes.
So, George, we know you're listening.
Yep.
Titanfall beta and Steam sharing. What can you tell us?
Do it. Do it now.
If there's not an NDA.
Yeah, right. Well, it was in beta for a while, and I guess it just came out of beta, I think. Is that right?
Talon.
What?
No, because he knows.
I would know what.
These things about betas and
what? Well, you're the one reading the stupid article.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm reading the Steam sharing one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, does it cover?
We're talking about Titanfall beta.
Yeah, no, I thought you guys were talking about that. No, it doesn't say it'll share beta games. Doesn't say anything about that.
No, I'm talking about the Steam sharing. Was actually in beta.
Oh, well, it's released now, so it must have been in beta. It says request access. I can click on that.
Right on.
Okay, hold on. Want to play this game? This game belongs to a Steam user ABC. Would you like to request access to ABC's games on this device? And then you request access, or I'd rather buy it. So they give you either option if you want to buy it for yourself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, right on. This next article comes... Well, I originally heard about it from Kotaku, but it's been all over the internet. Okay, here's basically what happened is there's this couple, a man and his girlfriend, and the girl's ex-husband, I believe, came into their house because the couple was having some sort of debate, and she invited him over for some reason or another. So, and the guy freaked out. He's like, get the hell out of my house, blah, 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 blah. Dude wouldn't leave. So the guy pulled out Legend of Zelda Master Sword replica and stabbed him with it.
Wow. Yeah. And people call me violent.
Because, you know, that just seems like the logical solution is stab somebody.
Yeah, you know, because...
I'm going to stab you with my Master Sword.
Well, stabbing anybody in general is like an illogical solution to anything, because then you get in trouble.
I'm actually looking at it right now. He pulled out the sword and said, go away, you don't live here. He said, and this is a direct quote from the guy who stabbed the other guy. He says, he just walked right into the point. I don't know if he thought it was a toy. If you're looking at a sword pointed at you, do you walk towards it?
Generally, no. I mean...
Yeah, I guess he said he suffered stab wounds to the chest and leg, so apparently he walked into it twice, but not before he allegedly hit the guy over the head with a flower pot.
What?
I don't know, man. If you're getting stabbed, I think I'd start grabbing the first thing I could to smack somebody with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a logical assumption as to what you would do or should do.
Yeah, just, you know...
Defend yourself back, fight back.
Find something to hit the guy with, but I guess the guy's in the hospital with serious condition.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like anybody else that would just, like, run forward and try to push the thing all the way through and then, like, headbutt the guy or grab him or put your thumbs in his eyes or be really violent because you're being attacked.
If dude walked into, and I'm using, you know, I'm saying walked into with air quotes here. If dude walked into this sword, he must have been walking pretty fast.
Totally. You know,
I don't know that because I'm actually looking at a picture of the actual sword that was used to stab the guy. It's pretty impressive looking.
Brody, we're gonna beta test this at our next convention with foam.
I'm going to have you walk into my sword?
With foam, yes.
Well, no, I'm actually looking at it. It's a legit sword.
Yeah, I don't know how you could mistake that for a toy. It's rather shiny.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive looking replica.
Maybe the dude was just dumb. I mean, I got to say it.
He had to have been. Because, like I said, if you see a sword pointed at you, you do not then walk towards the sword.
Yeah, generally speaking. Well, that's like today. Somebody threatened me with, quote, mall security because my cousin went up to refill his soda at the stand where it said, you know, free to anybody getting food at the mall. And he went to refill his soda and I got yelled at for it.
Like, how do you get yelled at for something that somebody else did?
Because I was wearing camouflage pants and a black jacket, is what the guy said, and I looked shady.
So he refills his soda.
And I get bitched at.
And no, this is the same guy who called alcohol, tobacco, and firearms on somebody. So imagine him getting called shady.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is a story behind this, and I'm going to keep it real brief. Dumbass on Facebook was talking about having NFA or Class 3 weapons non-registered, and he was also talking about making bombs. I'm a gun owner. I don't like idiots that do that. And if I see you, yes, I'm going to get a screenshot of this shit, and I'm going to forward it to the ATF, and you're going to get a knock on your door. because that's my way of helping prevent a mass casual event. Yeah, this kid was fucking off the rocker anyways.
Yeah, whether or not you're serious, why would you put that stupid shit on Facebook?
Exactly, and you know, maybe he was looking for attention. Well, he's got it coming to him.
Clearly.
In the form of some heavily armed government agents.
More than likely. We're reasonably sure because I did get a reply back that said it was credible evidence. So that was all they said back. It was like, you know, thank you for your tip, credible evidence, and we'll take it from here.
You should have asked for a reward.
Well, that might be in the works if I can figure out if I can get one or not. And I know exactly what I'm going to ask for.
$10 million, half of it in pennies?
Maybe.
Ability to go anywhere in the country without having to get a license for your weapons?
No, I was thinking a job would be cool because I do have all that law enforcement training, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. It could be like Secret Agent Corey. I'll show up at Brody's house with a drone.
No, you will not. Anyway, I believe Talon wanted to talk about the next topic.
Yeah. So the European Commission, which is the body that basically proposes and enforces law in the European Union, they met with certain tech companies and national consumer protection authorities, and they wanted to talk about free-to-play. Specifically, they wanted to talk about basically the proposal of making games free to play in the most literal sense, meaning if you call your game free to play, you really have to mean it. No IAPs, no like in-game purchases, nothing. Because and the reason they're doing this, basically, they're saying that consumers, in particular children, need better protection against unexpected costs from in-app purchases. So basically, they are pushing for that. So that won't necessarily mean the end of things like, you know, you can spend money on cool outfits and stuff, but in terms of free to play, .. But if you buy this cool new rifle in game, then you'll have a competitive edge against the bad guy.
Free to play, but not pay to win.
Yes.
I'm down with that. That's something I can get behind.
So there was a I think the most interesting example of the best, maybe not the best, but the best method that isn't blatant pay to win is Team Fortress 2. Because even though they have a whole economy around, you know, hats and other accessories and...
It's purely aesthetic.
Well, yes. Well, not quite. Give me a minute. You can buy other weapons from certain classes, but if you play the game... you basically have a chance to basically unlock those weapons in game.
Yeah, you get drops. You get loot drops and stuff.
Plus,
which I've got, you know, quite a few myself.
Yeah, the vanilla weapons for all of the classes, they're not particularly like underpowered. So
right,
it's I would say TF2 is mostly free to play. So
yeah.
And then you have something like DayZ, which was...
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm probably mixing it up. Not DayZ, WarZ, the one that they had to, like, rename it to the Survivor Stories or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
That was blatant, like... Here, you have to spend $30 on this game, but you can also use more money to get, like, Survivor Packs and run faster...
Oh, I got that beat. D&D Online, all right? Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Yep.
Made by Turbine, the worst game developer ever. their system is, okay, even if you have the premium account, because it's a freemium game, which means it's free to play, but there's also a subscription option. But if you have – if you pay the $15 a month or whatever the fuck it is, you still have – then they still make you pay additionally for certain quest lines.
Yep.
Usually, you know, if you're – if you choose the option to pay the $15 a month, that gives you everything.
Yeah.
Not D&D Online.
Yeah. Actually, some of the safeguards that they're talking about is basically making very clear contract information for customers and basically to put an end to calls like buy now or upgrade now, because those cater to children who probably have access to their parents' wallets. So they're basically saying if you call your game free to play, it needs to be free to play.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that will extend to the rest of the world, particularly countries like Japan and the U.S.
Because I certainly hope so.
Japanese RPGs are notorious for having that model. So.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, here in the States, we're also guilty as charged too.
There's quite a few.
The game that comes to mind with me, you know, War Thunder, free to play, but it's pay to play or play to win or paid. Yeah.
Old Republic. Star Wars The Old Republic is also another example. Yep. Perfect example of this. You know, you get it's quote unquote free to play, but there's so many friggin' restrictions that after level like 10 or so, it's not even worth it to play it anymore.
Yep.
Right.
Unless you're subscribed. I have a couple level 30s that I was working on and shit.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm talking about like free. Like if you're not paying for it at all.
But let's also look at the retrospect of that one. It was originally meant to be a subscription-based game.
Yeah. But then again, like so was Rift. And Rift went free to play, and their free to play model is actually working very well for them.
I'm not familiar with Rift or Old Republic, so I can't say.
Rift's free to play model, there's a subscription option, you know. They still keep the, you know, you're still able to pay your $15 a month or whatever it is. But you know, there is no buy all these really cool weapons in our in-game store now, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get them. No, there's the only way you can actually get equipment is by getting it in-game.
Right.
The only stuff you can buy from the in-game stores, like XP boosts or aesthetic stuff.
Yeah, they basically do that in Guild Wars 2 as well.
Yeah, which I really like.
Yeah.
Of course, Guild Wars 2 is a buy to play.
Yeah.
You know, you still have to actually buy the game, but after that, you never have to spend another dime on it.
Yeah. World of Warcraft, I don't play it, so I can't say if they have anything like that.
Well, they are. There's rumors that they're moving to a free to play model. They're still subscription based, so.
Right.
It's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I would maybe play. With my current computer, I would probably play World of Warcraft more because it's more friendly to my computer. But if things go right, then hopefully I'll have a computer that will actually run Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, you totally have to upgrade your machine, dude, because I want us all to get in a big group in World vs. World PvP in Guild Wars 2.
Can I scream Leroy Jenkins and get myself killed?
I want to do that. I actually have the Jenkins title. In World of Warcraft, so I want to be the Leroy Jenkins if we're doing that shit.
No, but we're talking about Guild Wars 2, though.
I'm talking about in Guild Wars 2. If we're doing that I want to be Jenkins.
Don't spread the World of Warcraft taint to Guild Wars 2.
Hey, if you're gonna, you know, decide to, you know, run ahead and get yourself killed, knock yourself out.
Oh, chances are I'll survive.
I'm not gonna pick your ass up.
chances are I'll survive. I'm the luckiest bastard in the world of MMOs.
But, I don't know, man. It's World vs. World in Guild Wars 2. Very rarely will you find a solo person or just a small group of people. There's always huge, huge groups of people.
Yeah.
Because you're always you're always taking down a fort or a keep or something.
Pretty much.
I can see it now, right? Because I'm a Norn. Mm-hmm. You know, and Brody, what the hell were you, a cat man? Were you a cat man?
No. Oh, well, I'm an Asura. Well, I've got an Asura engineer and a human guardian.
Don't you dare play the engineer.
I have an Asura, an elementalist, a char warrior, and a couple of humans. I have a necromancer and a ranger or a rogue. It was a rogue. That's what it was.
I have a char tax attorney. I think that's actually worked out well.
And I am a future tech Norn businessman.
Yes.
The only class I haven't tried out yet is the Mesmer.
Mesmers are cool, actually.
I also have a Sylvan Ranger. I forgot to list that. Real quick.
Actually, you know what's weird? And, you know, I'm kind of guilty of this, but I really don't care. In the in-game lore for Guild Wars 2, humans suck in that they're a dying race, and the rest of the races are kind of leery of them because they're dying. But in the actual game, humans are the most played race of all the other races. And I looked at my sole human – I only have two characters, a human guardian and a human engineer. And I looked at them and I was like, I should feel bad because they're the most played race in Guild Wars 2. And the whole point of it is to play something unique. But you know what? Human fucking master race. Don't care.
Well, see, I actually enjoy playing the humans in Guild Wars 2 because they're done really well.
They are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not to mention, if you think about it, they're actually the lesser race.
Which I just said. Yeah. They are on the – I won't say on the verge of extinction, but they are in decline.
What I like to call them is the same thing that they say about humans in Dark Souls 2. They are the youngest of the races.
Actually, no.
The Silvari are the youngest.
The Silvari
of the race.
Are only 24 years old.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take them out, then
yeah.
Because I believe the Char and
I think the Char and the humans are roughly the same.
The Asura, I know for a fact, are like the oldest race on there. They were just underground.
Not as old as the dwarves.
But do they have? Do they even have dwarves in that game?
Yes, they do. But you never see them because they are nearly extinct. So what happened was they turned their entire race into living stone so they could eternally fight against the terror from below the earth.
The one that forced the Asurans out into the open?
The Great Dragons, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Primordius is basically the big bad of all the Elder Dragons. So he basically Primordius is super powerful. He kind of like twitched in his sleep, and it caused the near extinction of the Asura race. So they kind of left after that. So if he ever woke up fully, bye bye, Teria. Yeah.
So a dragon had a nightmare, moved its leg or something, claw.
No.
He twitched. just a muscle spasm.
For no reason. Yes. Because dragons don't have nightmares. Unless you're the one in Shadowrun.
How do you know he wasn't dreaming about, like, a world without dragons?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Just saying.
Then he probably have a pretty damn good dream, I think. Because he'd be the only dragon left.
Yeah.
That means no competition.
So now I can just, you know, take over everything. And I'm cool.
Exactly.
Right on.
And then he wakes up and he's like, God damn it. Such a great dream.
Yeah, I do like the depiction of dragons in Shadowrun the best because they're more manipulative and scheming. The only one that actually went violent and just started attacking everyone was supposedly killed by
German army.
By humans.
Yep.
But in Shadowrun Dragonfall, which is the newest Shadowrun game to come out, the whole plot centers around this particular dragon. Not Dunkelzon. Whether this dragon and whether she is really dead or not. And because she died and fell over the SOX, which is a highly radioactive wasteland between Germany and France. So there's people saying, well, she could be dead or she could have lived and survived and now she's like a radioactive mutant dragon thing.
Godzilla.
Dragon Ghoul?
Yeah, Dragon Sword.
So Shadowrun. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we should probably move on because we kind of got off on a little tangent there.
We did, but who cares?
It fit together well, though, I think.
Yeah, it was actually pretty interesting. Yeah. But, you know, it's all good. We have some rather strange news coming from Nintendo. It actually makes a little bit of sense. They're actually shutting down the Play servers for the Wii, for the original Wii games and the original DS games. I mean, you can still get online on these platforms. You just can't play online with them. And basically what it is, they said it was not something that they really wanted to do, but it was something that they kind of had to do because their partnership with GameSpy is dissolving at this point. Hmm. So they were pretty much forced into it. They did say that, you know, it was kind of an unavoidable thing. But I honestly don't know anybody who still has a Wii or an original DS. I mean, everybody I know who has anything Nintendo either has a 3DS or a Wii U. So I really don't see this affecting anybody.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the Windows XP thing where they basically said, so the next update is going to be an update where a message will come up on your computer saying, Windows XP is dead. Switch, you lazy ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mine does that. I have an old computer that still runs that operating system. And every time I format it and then redo my entire Windows XP thing, it says upgrade, upgrade.
Mm-hmm. No, but
so, what if I had the $400 to pay for Windows 7 or 8 or whatever?
Right.
Well, Trevor, random quick question. Do you have any food on your ship?
Not on my ship.
Do you have any food on you? I have no food. I'm about to die.
I have food, but you'll have to travel to my house.
Well,
so you can kind of tell how very low key this piece of news is because we literally went from the relevant news article to Windows XP to food on Starbound.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. But anyway, so we have one more piece of news since, you know, nobody really cares about the whole Nintendo thing.
No.
I know one person that's going to cry over that.
Yeah.
Friend Danielle. She plays a lot of Wii games.
Well, also our DJ buddy, Kovu Blake, who used to be on another podcast that we used to do called 3 Geeks 1 Podcast.
Yeah, at the start.
Yeah, he's a huge Nintendo fanboy, and he'll probably cry about it a little bit. But
if we never hear from him again, we know why.
Dude, I haven't heard from that guy in forever. He is still supposed to be doing rants for the show now. Hasn't done one in months.
Oh, I had the perfect gaming rant, Brody.
Well,
I'll run with it if you want.
Well,
after the news.
Hold the thought, and because we'll still have a little time after this headline. Right. So hold the thought, and let Trevor really wanted to cover this one. So go ahead, Trevor.
As of October 14th, 2014, we will be having a new Arkham game called Batman Arkham Knight. Bad news, though, for those who didn't want to shell out for a PS4, Xbox One, and PC, it is only going to be on those three platforms. So
yeah,
if you were hoping it was going to be on PS3 or Xbox 360, you're out of luck. And your best bet would be to get either a PC if you really don't want the new consoles, or get the new consoles. But
I still haven't heard anything about system requirements on the PC. Do they have anything up? Or?
Not that I can see at all from the updates, but a couple days ago, like 3-4 days ago, they announced it by releasing the Father to Son trailer.
Yeah, well, we talked about it a little bit last week. We talked about the possibility of an upcoming Batman game because the unnamed GameStop employee number 1138 had shared that picture of the new banner that was supposed to be up in GameStop stores. And so, you know, it was just a rumor at that point, but it has been confirmed. There is a trailer. We'll probably put it up on our website. If not, I'll find... I'm sure there's any number of people who have put it up on YouTube, you know.
But one of my favorite facts about this game is you get to drive the Batmobile.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Rocksteady's version of the Batmobile will be drivable.
And I'm really looking forward to that one.
I'm also liking this because, unlike Origins, Rocksteady's actually going to have a direct hand in this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I dig that.
And that also means that Kevin Conroy is probably going to be Batman again, since, you know.
Kevin Conroy will actually, I'm pretty sure he will, because he did say, before Arkham Origins came out, Kevin Conroy did say at a Comic-Con in Texas, I believe, that he was going to be in the next Arkham game. And then they told him, dude, no, you're not. And so he tweeted, he's like, oh, my mistake. I said I was going to be in the next Arkham game, but I'm not. I'll be in the next one after that. And then they told him, dude, you're not supposed to say that. So we had to take the tweet down really quick.
Well, anyway, the pre-order bonuses are, you can play as Harley Quinn, a weird looking version of Harley Quinn, that is.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and I'm torn on that particular design of Harley Quinn, but I mean I enjoy it. It looks cool.
And then there are retail specific Batmobile skins, and the Walmart one is the prototype Batmobile skin.
Right on. What's the GameStop one, do you know?
I don't see anything on the GameStop one at all.
Hmm.
It was just the Batman one has been shown, or the Walmart one has been shown so far, I guess.
Right on.
But yeah, there's not really much else about this game aside from they are coming out with an original villain specifically made for this game called the Arkham Knight. And it's going to feature Scarecrow, Penguin, Two-Face, and Harley Quinn as absolutely confirmed villains.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what this new villain is supposed to be all about.
Also, this is the last Arkham game.
Yes, it is going to be the final game in the series. It's going to take place after City, so not only is it the final game that they're going to make, it's going to be the final game in the timeline.
And I'm also hoping that this isn't the final Batman game from Rocksteady. I hope this is just the final of the Arkham series.
Yeah, I really hope they continue with, if not Batman, some other DC character.
Well,
because they seem to be doing a very good job with that.
I want him to go to year one Batman. That would be awesome. Year one.
I'd like to see that. But yeah, you know, I would kind of like to see a Green Arrow. I've never once played a good Superman game, so I'd kind of like to play one of those.
Although I did
hear rumors a while back, and nothing. I haven't heard anything since, so I'm going to go ahead and assume that it was just a fake rumor that never came to fruition. But I did hear a while back that Rocksteady was supposed to be making a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. That would have been awesome. I really would have liked to play about that. But
the Securigator has your back, Brody.
There we go. We need to make a Securigator game.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm going to be starting classes at the tech soon for Android programming or whatever. Android. So, oh. Yeah.
That's cool.
Because I'm going to totally make a Securigator version of Flappy Bird.
I was just going to say
and,
that.
And it'll outdo Flappy Bird, and we will make money off it. I will sell it for $1.
Flappy Securigator.
Flappy Gator.
Also, Corey, once again, Arkham Knight comes out on October 14th, 2014.
Cool.
Right on.
Corey, on the food thing, I'm sorry, I had to do the article, otherwise I would have...
On the
way back up.
On the what thing?
The food.
Oh, yeah, talking about food, because you asked him for food in Starbound.
Oh, yeah, no, I just totally didn't have any things. I logged off the server, said I wouldn't die.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, so like when I log back in, add me to your party and we'll meet up at your ship.
All right, I'm just going to find my way
guys,
back
we're on air,
now.
Rude.
Right? Well, we are running-ish out of time, so you can get a hold of us at podcast@idiotgamer.net. to set us straight on any of these wild tangents we tend to go on all the time, or, you know, whatever, interact with us because we're awesome.
Yeah.
Our website for now is www.idiotgamer.net. Okay, so for Quest Update, I'm Brody.
I'm Corey.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Talon.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you on the next Quest Update.